Folks loosening their belts a notch or so after the Thanksgiving feast may be considering cutting back, at least until upcoming Christmas, New Year, or Super Bowl get-togethers. Tempting us with leftovers on NewsWorks tonight is Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Now, Frank, there's a Thanksgiving paradox or a turkey tryptophan effect at play regarding perceptions about weight and weight loss.
There is, and of course, this is the secret to the multi-billion dollar weight loss industry. Here are three statistics for you, Dave. 51% of Americans would like to lose weight, but only 36% consider themselves overweight, which is interesting. In other words, more people want to lose weight than really think they're overweight. However, the big statistic is only 25% are currently trying to lose weight as of the last time we interviewed them, which was a little earlier this month. So you've got almost twice as many, or actually more than twice as many Americans who think it would be good to lose weight that are actually doing it. And there's the paradox, and there's all the room to maneuver for all the different firms that are trying to help Americans lose pounds.
Well, is there a consensus on what Americans say is their ideal weight?
Yes, that's quite interesting. Here's the statistics for you. These are great numbers, Dave. 195, 157. Thank you very much. Actually, that's the average actual weight that men and women respectively report to us. The average man in America says he weighs 195, the average woman 157. Importantly, we then followed up and said, all right, what would you like to weigh? And there you get the big drop. The average man would like to weigh 182, and the average woman in America today would like to weigh 139.
Well, with all that angst over the desire to lose weight, where does obesity rank among the important health problems facing the country?
It's actually third, which is interesting because we first started asking Americans what's the most urgent health problem facing the country several decades ago. Nobody mentioned obesity at all. It was a very, very small percent. But in recent years, it's been creeping up. So now we say it's third. But number one and number two are cost of health care and access to health care, which are not medical problems at all. So actually, obesity, which is the third most frequently mentioned urgent health problem, is the most mentioned of all of anything that really is a health issue and not relating to getting health care coverage. It beats cancer, which is in fourth place. Fifth place is government interference, another non-health problem. And then in sixth, seventh, and eighth place are diabetes, heart disease, and drug and alcohol abuse. But obesity actually is now seen by Americans as the most urgent problem that's related to health per se.
And so let's focus on the perceived impact of the health care law.
Well, we're seeing more negative numbers. This is not a shock. It's leveled off, but I think as we've talked about, we track it about every week now. We've got a 15-point gap roughly between those who disapprove and approve of the health care law. We did update a couple of other numbers, and this is bad news for the proponents of the Affordable Care Act. As far as you know, will the Affordable Care Act make things better or worse for you and your family? And we've now got 41% who say it will make things worse for their family and just 20% who say it'll make things better. And then we asked that about the U.S. in general, and we've got 48% who say it'll make things worse, the healthcare situation worse in the U.S. in general, and only about 12% who say it'll make things better.
Frank, at this hour, Black Friday is well underway, completed for many who got those pre-dawn starts. How many people are waiting for Cyber Monday, though?
Well, you know, online shopping's really come up in the world. This is not a great shock, is it? But we started asking Americans a long time ago, how are you going to shop for Christmas this year? The first time we included online shopping was back in 1998. We didn't even cross our minds to put it in the list before that. And at that point, harken back 15 years ago, 1998, 10% of Americans said they were going to shop online for holiday presents. Fast forward to today, and that's up to 53%, a huge jump. However, we've still got over 70% who say they're going to shop at discount stores and department stores, that is in the real world, brick and mortar stores. So although online shopping is up, we still see more Americans who say they want to be out there in person, jostling and rubbing elbows with fellow happy shoppers as they buy things in the real world instead of online.
Pope Francis was quite critical this week of capitalism in general and consumerism in particular. What do Americans think when they hear the term capitalism?
You know, it's a very interesting question. We updated that a while back. We gave them a list of words, that is the American public. And in answer to your question, Dave, 61% of Americans said they had a positive reaction when they hear the word capitalism. But if you get at it a little differently, we have 89% who say they have a positive reaction when they hear the words free enterprise and 86% when they hear the word entrepreneurship. So some aspects of capitalism certainly resonate with Americans. Capitalism itself is above average, but not everybody shares the idea that it's a great thing. Of course, the Pope was talking about rampant consumerism and this trickle-down theory. I think he mentioned that specifically, that was immoral to have this theory that if the rich get richer, everybody else will benefit. And we do find in other questioning that Americans say, yes, it would be appropriate to tax the rich more. So they would go along with the Pope, at least on some of what he says. But basically, Americans are still more positive than negative about capitalism as a system.
Frank, in 2013, how prevalent is Catholicism in America?
One out of four Americans, about 25%, are Catholic, maybe a little less, depending on when the survey is taken. And that's fairly remarkable because it hasn't changed over time. The percent of Protestants has gone down over time, but the percent who are Catholics in this country certainly has stayed fairly stable, in part because of the large number of immigrants who've come into the country who are Catholics, which is interesting. Catholicism is much more prevalent in the Middle Atlantic, where we are, and in New England states, Rhode Island's the most Catholic state of the Union, than it is elsewhere. It's least likely to be found, that is, Catholics are least likely to be found on a proportionate basis in the Deep South.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.